Once a long time ago was a king. It doesn't say his name. We're going to call him King Henry. Just so we have a name for the king. King Henry. Shh. Now, King Henry loved to be a king. Not just because he was a king and he was in charge of laws and the people and the kingdom. The nicest thing King Henry liked, well, he loved his throne and fancy clothes and big parties and a beautiful palace. Let me tell you why King Henry really liked to be the king. Because King Henry loved to eat. And the king had such a kitchen with the best cooks and the best food and the fanciest things to eat. King Henry loved to eat the delicious food from the palace. And he sat at his royal table and had a delicious breakfast and delicious lunch and delicious supper and snacks. Shh. And he loved to sit on his throne and have different cakes and cookies and candies brought to him. He was always eating. One day, the queen, I don't know what her name was. Maybe it was Henrietta. She says, "Henry, Henry, you're getting very fat. You're hardly able to fit into your kingly robes and your crown. Your crown is almost falling off of your head. And in fact, you can hardly fit on your throne. Pretty soon, you'll be too big for your throne. Maybe you should go on a diet." Shh. And King Henry says, "A diet? I don't want to go on a diet. What'll I eat?" "Well, instead of candies and cookies, you could have celery and carrot sticks." "Oh, no. I don't like celery and carrot sticks. I like cupcakes and donuts. And I like eclairs and chocolate. I don't want any carrot sticks and celery." "Oh, no. But you're getting so fat, Henry. What's going to happen? You don't even look good anymore. You're such a fat king. Oh, what am I going to eat for my sweet tooth? I love sweet things." Well, King Henry kept on eating, and he was getting just too fat. And Henrietta says, "Henry, we have to put a stop to this eating. Something has to change." And all of a sudden, Henrietta got an idea. "I have an idea, Henry. Instead of eating all of that sweet candy and cookies and gooey stuff, why don't you eat fruit?" "Oh, fruit? I don't like fruit. By the way, I haven't eaten a fruit in a long time. In fact, I forgot. Like, what's a fruit? Isn't chocolate a fruit?" "Yeah, chocolate is too sweet." "Well, what could I eat?" "Well, what about an apple?" "An apple? When I was a kid, my mother, the queen, she made me eat apples. No, it's not sweet enough for me. I want candy." Well, all of a sudden, one of the officers who was standing near the throne, who was in charge of bringing the king his nosh, whenever the king wanted it, he says, "King, let me offer a good idea that might make you happy. After all, King Henry, everybody wants you to be happy. We just don't want you, we just don't want you to be so fat. Well, you can be happy without being so fat." "What'll I eat? I'm getting upset." "Okay, this is what you should eat. First of all, is that your yo-yo or my yo-yo? You want to figure out whose it is? If you do that yo-yo one more time, it's not going to be yo-yo-yo. It's going to be my yo-yo, not yo-yo-yo. If you want to have it your yo-yo, then just don't use it now during story time. Yo-yos have been such a big fad." Shh. Okay, back to the King Henry story. The officer says, King, there is a very wonderful apple orchard. You know what an orchard is? A field of apple trees in your kingdom that has very special apples. They are delicious. They are sweet. And of course, they're healthy. It's better than all of that nash that you eat. And I think that, King, if we bring you one of those delicious apples, you will be very happy. You'll have your sweet tooth, and you won't have all the nash and all the sugar and chocolate and candy. Oh, I guess I'll try one. Well, could you bring me one, please? Okay, the officer goes now to the field, to the orchard, and he picks a nice apple. He polishes it up. He puts it on a nice plate, and he serves it down to the king. Oh, do I really have to eat an apple? I want cake. Well, just try it. Henrietta says to her husband, King Henry, try the apple. Okay. And King Henry now takes a bite of the apple. Oh, this is good. This is delicious. I like it. I like the apple. And everybody was so happy. They start singing and dancing. King Henry likes the apple. King Henry likes the apple. And they made a big, big simcha for King Henry. He liked the apple. Everybody's so happy. And kinalach, King Henry was happy with those apples. Once in a while, when King Henry wanted his snack, now he loved apples now. He would eat apples several times a day. Shh. And of course, that would keep the royal doctors away, because an apple a day keeps the doctor away. A few apples a day keeps the doctors far away. And if they would ever serve King Henry a different apple from a different field, a different place, he could not eat the apple. He would say, yuck, it tastes like an onion. I don't want the apple. But only from that one field, those were the apples that King Henry loved to eat. And Henrietta would say, Henry, you look much better now. You're getting thinner. Your crown stays on your head. And you can fit in your throne without getting stuck. Because he used to get stuck getting in and out. And King Henry looked much better. And he felt better about himself. And of course, what was it that made the big difference in his life? What did he eat now that was healthy and not making him so fat?
Apples.
Any apples? Or special apples? The special apples from that field. Now, this is only the beginning of a very long, interesting story. I shouldn't use the term wild because boys are going to take it out of context and misinterpret the word. So let's just call it a very interesting, long story with many parts. And of course, Rabbi Rappaport has this confused look in his face. What kind of a story is this? I never heard this before. What's going on here? Who would like to hear more story? It's only beginning. Okay. Okay. Should we continue now or go on next week? 2 more minutes. Okay. Now we get to the problem. The story is going too well. Everything is too good in the story. A story usually has to have some kind of a problem. Well, there's a big problem. Bigger than King Henry is the big problem. One day, King Henry says, it's time for my apple. Go to get my apple for me. And the officer runs out to the field to get King Henry his apple. Oh, he loved it. Straight from the tree, fresh picked apples. All of a sudden, the officer comes back and he's very upset. King, there's no more apples on any of the trees in that field. What? What do you mean? I didn't finish all the apples, did I? Did I eat every apple in the whole field? No, I think there's a problem. They were picked and taken away to another king. He had soldiers over there, and they were all picking the apples. And they wouldn't let me have one. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Those apples are mine. That is my field and my kingdom. What do you mean they were picked and taken away to another king? What are you talking about? Now you have to understand, in the next kingdom, next door to King Henry's kingdom, there's another king. It does not say his name. We will call him King George. Now King George, his palace was a few miles away from King Henry. And King George also liked apples. I don't know if he had a problem eating too much nosh, but he also liked apples. And he commanded his soldiers to pick all of those apples and take them to King George. What do you mean? He stole my apples! What is this? King George takes away my apples? I will send you to his palace to find out why he does such a thing. And if he does such a thing and takes my apples, I am ready to declare war upon King George. I will call my generals and my army, and we will go to war for stealing my favorite apples. Okay, next week we will see if King Henry will mobilize his entire kingdom to war for the apples, or what's going on, and why did King George command his soldiers to pick all of King Henry's apples? This is a perfect day to continue with our story, since we have apples. Who remembers last week something about apples? King Henry was eating apples. And unfortunately, King George was also eating apples. Well, what's the problem? Because King Henry only liked apples from one field. And King George took all the apples from that field for himself. And this is the problem that we were left with last week. What's going on? And then it got worse because King George said, "Those are my apples." King Henry said, "What? Those are my apples." King George said, "The apple field is in my kingdom." And King Henry said, "What? The apple field is in my kingdom." And the armies and the generals are getting ready to go to war over the apple field. Because each king says, "It's in my kingdom." And each one was ready to go to war. Well, there is going to be a big war over the apple fields. King Henry's armies, led by the generals, now come outside of the apple field. And King George and his big armies and his generals are now outside of the apple field. And the trumpets blow, bee, 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 bee. And the other trumpets blow, bee, 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 bee. And the soldiers and the armies now come into the apple field, and they're fighting, and they're shooting, and they're doing all kinds of stuff that mommy doesn't want me to describe in the stories, all about war, terrible things. Oh boy, each side got terrible clep, petch, and worse. And there was such a big fight, and nobody won. They went back to their tents or campground or whatever it was. They went back to their doctors and medics, taking care of all their boo-boos. And the soldiers and the generals go back to report to King Henry, we did not yet take over the battlefield. We had a terrible fight, and many of our soldiers were lost, and many were wounded. King Henry says, we have to try it again. We're going to make another war, a bigger one. And the same thing with King George. A terrible, terrible loss of soldiers. And there was another fight the next day. And another fight. Oh, this was terrible. Just over a field of apples. Finally, King Henry said, it's not worth it. Well, actually, it is worth it. I want those apples at any cost. But I feel a little bit bad that so many soldiers are being lost because I want my apples. So there has to be a different way. Is there a different way? Shh. One of King Henry's advisors said, shh. What makes you think that they're your apples? What do you mean? They're my apples. Who would think otherwise? Well, why does King George think they're his apples? Well, I don't know. He's making a mistake. Well, let's send the messenger to King George's palace to ask what makes King George think they're his apples. Shh. And they made a certain messenger with a special flag that he would be able to get through the enemy lines without anything happening to him, to find out from King George why in the world would he think that they're his apples in the field and not King Henry's. And this messenger went to the palace of King George, and King George is sitting on his throne, and the messenger comes in. Of course, the trumpets blow, beep, 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 beep. A messenger is here from King Henry to talk to King George. Step in front of my throne. King Henry wants to know why you think that the apples in the field belong to you. Because King Henry says they belong to him. And that's why there's been such a big war. And the King George says, on the map, now does everybody know what a map is? Who could tell me what a map is? Who could explain what is a map? Here's a boy who has his hand up. What is a map?
For to tell you where you are.
To tell you where you are. Well, you're here. Is that a map? I just told you where you are. Well, you're right. You're exactly right. A map is like a picture of a place, and it tells you, you know, where the place begins, where the place ends. Like if you want to find Brooklyn, you want to find a map of Brooklyn, you could find where the streets are, where the highways are, even where the parks are. Then you find out, where does Brooklyn end and where does Queens begin? Now, there's a line. And over there, you see, if you cross over this line, you are no longer in Brooklyn. You are now in Queens or Manhattan or some other place that's not Brooklyn. So wherever the line is, that's the border. Do you know what a border is? Yeah, somebody stays in our house. Well, no, that's not a different kind of border. The line tells you where does one place finish and the other place begin. So King George says, my map shows that the field of apples is in my kingdom. And that's why I go to war with King Henry, because he's taking away my apples. Shh. And the messenger is now going to leave to report that to King Henry. And he goes back to the palace of King Henry. And King Henry says, what did King George tell you? Why does he think they're his apples? King Henry says, I'm sorry, shh. King George says his map shows the field is in his, I'm sorry. King George says that his map shows The apple field is in his kingdom. That's ridiculous. Bring me my map. One of the officers runs to bring King Henry's map. And King Henry unrolls the map, puts it on the table, looks at the map where the line is, and the line shows the apple field is in King Henry's kingdom. Shh, he says, their map is a big mistake. Let's not fight a war. Let's put the maps together, and I'll prove to him that he has nothing to fight for. They're my apples. And now King Henry writes a letter to King George. Dear King George, or maybe he didn't say dear, he just said King George, I would like to call with you a meeting to once and for all prove to you that the apples belong to me because my map is right and your map must be wrong. So therefore, let's make a meeting and we'll even bring the map experts, men who are experts in maps, who know all about map making, and once and for all, we will clarify the problem. And the messenger took the letter to King George, and King George said, yes, that's a good idea, because who? King George says, that's a good idea, because what makes you think, what makes King Henry think his map is right or mine is wrong? His is wrong or mine is right? And the experts will prove it. So now he writes a letter back to King Henry. Dear King Henry, bring your map because I'm going to show you yours is wrong and mine is right. And then the apples will be all mine and not yours. Who do you think you are to think you have the correct map? I do. Yours is wrong. And now they are going to make a meeting, the two kings. Well, I'm not sure if it took place in King Henry's palace or King George's palace or maybe some other place. Maybe it was in the apple field itself. Now the two kings come together in a meeting and they bring map experts. Shh. King Henry brings his map. Of course, he didn't carry it himself. He's got a schlepper to carry it for him. King George has his map. King Henry and King George. King Henry has his map. King George has his map. There is a table in the middle of the apple field because they are meeting there to prove whose apple field is it? And the proof is going to be in the map. The map shows who it belongs to. The problem is that King George's map shows that the apple field belongs to King George. And King Henry's map shows that the apple field is in the kingdom of King Henry. It is impossible that both of them are right. So they brought the experts to determine, to make up their mind according to which map is correct or cracked. Shh. And now both maps are spread out on the big table. The two kings are there, their biggest officers, and experts on maps that both of them agree are experts on maps. And now the experts gather around King Henry's map. And they look at the line that is drawn by the map maker. And the map experts see the line drawn on the map. And right where the apple field is on the map, they see that it goes in a crooked way and it shows the apple field is in the kingdom of King Henry. And interestingly enough, after the line goes crooked, it goes straight down throughout the rest of the kingdom. Well, that's the way the map is made. And now they look at the map of King George. The map of King George, the line goes differently. It goes straight all the way down. There is no crooked part over there. It is a straight line. Well, at first the map experts say, it would seem, according to the way the map is made, that King George's map is correct because the line is straight. And all of a sudden King Henry starts screaming, "Who says a line has to be straight? Many maps have crooked lines. Maps are not like boxes. Sometimes a line goes this way, that way. Sometimes there's a mountain, it goes one way, a different way. You see a map, there's crooked lines and straight lines and jagged lines and all kinds of lines on a map." Okay, the map experts say, that is a good argument for you. And they made a meeting now amongst themselves, discussing what they should do. All of a sudden, the map experts said in front of the two kings, "We have a good idea. Each time a map is made, the expert who makes the map signs his name on the bottom. Like if a person paints a painting. Who painted that painting? They put their name somewhere so you know who it is. Whose paper is it? Well, you put your name on there to show it's your paper. The map maker puts his name." Okay, now, they were experts on who the map makers were a long time ago. These maps were made a long time ago. Okay, let's look at King George's map. Oh, on the bottom they see the name, Irwin the Expert. Oh, Irwin the Expert. He is known to be very careful. That's why he's called the Expert. Irwin the Expert. He is expert. He is very good and very perfect. And whatever map he made, we know is correct. Let's see who made King Henry's map. Shh. On the bottom, they see the name. Derek the Drunk. Derek the Drunk. Now, what kind of a man do you think is Derek the Drunk? Well, he makes maps, but what else does he like to do besides making maps?
Not make one.
He likes to make L'chaim too, right? Too many L'chaims. Oh, the map experts say, we know about Derek the Drunk. Do you know why he's called Derek the Drunk? Rabbi Han, do you know why?
At his shikr.
Because he gets shikr. He drinks a lot of mashke and gets shikr. And one of the experts say, yes, many years ago, Derek the Drunk was removed from map making because this is what he used to do. He used to make a map and drink. Make a map and drink. Drink and drink. And then after a while, you know what he would do? He would take the pen. He's making the map, and all of a sudden he would go like this. Woo! Fall asleep making the map. Fall right down on the map. Make a mess. And the lines would go crooked because he was so drunk. How do they test a person if they're drunk or not? They say, walk a straight line. Now watch me. Am I drunk? I'm walking a straight line. No. If you ask a drunk to walk a straight line, what's he going to do? Am I walking a straight line? Now, if a drunk cannot walk a straight line, do you think he can draw a straight line? No. And they said, King Henry's map was made by Derek the Drunk. He was known for getting drunk and making crooked lines. It must be the crooked line is not because it's really the map. It's only because Derek was drunk when he made it, and he made a mistake. And therefore, we decide that King George's map is correct. The apple field is in the kingdom of King George on the other side of the straight line. King Henry's map is not correct. Derek the drunk made a crooked line because he probably fell asleep making the map when he was shicker.